Come on, Steven.
I'm really that excited.
Come on.
Right. Gary had no idea what I was going to say this morning. I think till this morning he had no idea what songs he was going to bring neither. He had a change of plan. But God did have an idea. And that's a good thing about it, isn't it?
Yeah.
I was going to bring you a sermon illustration, but sorry. So you're going to have to use your imaginations now and imagine that in my hand there's a heavy brick. Right? So I'm going to put it down now. But just imagine that we've got a brick. The scripture this morning for opening with is one from 1 Peter 2 verses 4 and 5. And it says there, as you come to him, the living stone, rejected by humans, but chosen by God and precious to him, you are also like living stones, are being built in a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ. This verse itself is speaking of a stone. It's speaking of living stones. And in reflection, it's speaking of Christ and Christ being the cornerstone, the root of the building, the stronghold you can trust, the centre of our existence and life. This morning, I want to hopefully reveal something in each of our lives. This morning, I'm going to say that each of you has a talent. Now, we haven't come to Britain Got Talent this morning. Michael Cowell isn't going to appear suddenly around that corner. But hopefully, you and your skill set is. How hidden are your talents? We're in an amazing position this morning. We're in an amazing position of building. Now I've got a question for you. I'm 47. Now I'm guessing I'm not quite the oldest here. So who's the oldest here this morning? Any advances on 47?
Eighty-six.
Advances on 86. 86? Congratulations. Now, if I'd have remembered my visual aid this morning, this heavy brick, I was going to hand it you. Right. Well, you was going to get me brick at 86. You might think, well, what am I going to do with this brick? Well, I'm going to tell you this morning that even at the oldest here, you have got amazing building skills. Now, unfortunately, the youngest one isn't here. don't know why.
Why is that, man?
No idea.
We did have a young child that normally comes, which is very young indeed.
One.
So we would have had a good age spread this morning. But even the youngest, it doesn't matter. They're still an amazing building skill available to them. And that skill is available to each of us through knowing Christ our Lord and trusting in Him being the cornerstone, being the foundation and the master builder. Now that skill set that you possess in building can be used in various ways. Now you might say to yourself, I've never laid a stone in my life. You're wrong. In love, you lay many stones. In the knowledge of Christ being in your life, and Christ being a reality to you, in love, you have the ability to lay many stones. It says in Romans chapter 15 verse 2, each of us should please our neighbours for their good, to build them up in love. To build them up in love. In 1 Thessalonians 5:11 it says, therefore encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. What other ways are you capable of building? What other ways can you use that stone, that brick, which you've still got to use your imagination that it's there. Well, no, it's over there now. That brick, you've still got to use your imagination. How else can you use that? How else can you use those talents which you have? You can use them in building of the church. Now, you might say, well, I'm not in a church. I'm just in this little lounge area. And I'm just listening to Stephen, which you're very excited about me being here, Pat, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. I'm not in a church.
I love everybody coming here.
Each of us here this morning represent the church. Each of us here this morning are active participants in being church. So effectively, as builders with your brick, we can be builders of the church. It says in Ephesians 4 verses 16, from him, speaking of God and Christ, the whole body, which is the church, is joined and held together with every supporting ligament. It grows and builds itself up in love as each part does its work. So if you didn't think you had this skill, this scripture, this verse tells us otherwise. Each of us are important to the body. Each of us hold that skill to build, that skill to grow in love and to work together and come together as God's church, as His joint body upon that one foundation, that cornerstone, which is Christ. And then, if you still haven't grasped what I'm speaking of this morning, the next scriptures show how important you yourself are. In Matthew 7 verses 24, it says, "Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who builds his house on the rock." If you come to our church quite a lot at the children's time, we sing a song for the children about building your house on the rock. And it's you that can make that difference. It's you that have that ability, that talent, to place that stone, place that brick on firm foundations, on the rock, which is Christ our Lord. In Colossians 2 verses 7, it says, "Rooted and built up in him, strengthened in faith, as you were taught, and overflowing with thankfulness." What an amazing talent each of us holds. You may think this morning you've come thinking, I'll come and listen to Stephen. But this morning is not just about listening to me. It's just about you and what you can offer. It's you and your talent. In Jude 1:20, it says these words, "That you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit." So this brings us back "But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in the most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit." About building. It's about taking that stone. It's about taking that brick. That brick this morning is not just for you. It's for you. It's for you. It's for you, 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 and you. It's for each one of us this morning to grasp and say, "I have got something to give." Now, I don't want you to come rushing out to me, pulling the bricks out of your pocket today. I see you can have all these bricks. It's about each of us giving something back. It's about each of us taking what we have, what we've been given by God, and building. Building something great, something wonderful, something which has potential. We've all got that talent. We've all got that skill. That skill to show love, to show God's love, to build on that love. That skill to encourage the church, to encourage your fellow Christian, your fellow believer, to build not only your faith, but to build their faith. You've all got that potential. Set your stone upon the solid rock. Set your building block upon the cornerstone. We've read the scripture telling us of the master builder, the cornerstone. You've heard you've got the talent. This morning, I want to challenge each of us here to take up their stone, their brick, and place it on that solid foundation. But then not to just leave it there, to look round at where you was and think, hey, there's another stone there. There's another brick there. Pick that up too. And take that and place that on the cornerstone. Your potential, your talents, your skill will continue to grow. Amen.
Thanks, sir. Yeah.